In here, you're our name to the Equal Rights Amendment Committee. Let's follow you there. Who named you to that committee?
Henry Bellman originally asked me to serve on that committee. He and David Bourne were honorary co-chairs of the committee. I think there were 7 or 8 board members statewide. Edna Mae Phelps and Dorothy Stanislaus from Bartlesville. Edna Mae from Central Oklahoma. She was a famous Democratic committee woman, and Dorothy was a Republican committee woman. Anyway, they headed up the leadership, and they asked me to be on this committee. I didn't even know what the Equal Rights Amendment was, I'm embarrassed to admit, but it's only 27 words long and just gives a woman equal standing with a man when she walks into a court of law. That sounded pretty simple to me, and I was for it. Of course, Henry and Shirley had 3 daughters. They very much were behind their girls having equal opportunities.
So what kind of activities would you engage in to support that? What did you do as a committee person?
We started a statewide coalition, and we met in Stroud, Oklahoma. So we fanned out beyond just meeting over in a cubbyhole of an office in Oklahoma City. We actually started a statewide coalition. It was made up of individuals like Holly Childs and Harriet Guthrie were the 2 powerhouses from Bartlesville, and their husbands worked for Phillips Petroleum. They would drive to Stroud from Bartlesville, and other people came and were not on there as individuals, but represented the president of BPW, Business and Professional Woman. She was on there naturally because of her position, and League of Women Voters, an American Association of University Women, Farm Women. Wanda Peltier was on there, and she had suffered a great tax loss because of her husband dying, and they thought the farm was under joint tenancy, but no, she had to pay inheritance tax, et cetera, et cetera. There were women from all over the state. So we'd meet there and decide how to get these men, how to get the votes of 50+1 men in the House of Representatives. Because we have 100 House members. We also formed a committee in Tulsa, and a lot of business people at the time were supportive of our having the Equal Rights Amendment. We would have been the state. If we had passed it in Oklahoma, we would have been the state to put us over the top. We needed one more state. Just enough states had voted for it. We just needed one more state to make it the 27th Amendment. And we failed.
How close?
We were a few votes off because the Speaker of the House, Dan Draper, decided that the Senate should be the one to start the Equal Rights Amendment. Marvin York was president of the Senate. I think this was in 78. Dan Draper thought he could pass it, but if the Senate couldn't do it, he didn't want his members to be exposed to being on record for an issue that had become controversial. You know, when I said I'd be on the state committee, I thought it would be a snap. David Bourne and Henry Bellman co-chairing the committee, come on. So it wasn't any snap at all. There was a lot of resistance to it. And we found out the big lie works, because if you tell lies about something enough, you can actually prevail.
What lies were being told?
People were told that women would be drafted immediately. That was the worst one. To give women equal standing in a court of law was not to draft women. You saw how long that took, and it didn't need the Equal Rights Amendment to do it, and we never did draft women. We never have. But now they're part of the selective service pool for volunteering.
So the lie about drafting women was probably one of the key reasons it went down to defeat?
I think so, yeah. And we would be forced to use the same restroom. Remember, we had 4 restrooms in the train station in South Carolina? We'd have 1, and it would be for men and women equally.
So that was another lie that was out there.
Definitely, yeah. There were a number of lies. One that was actually 27 words. 27 words to the 27th Amendment. And a woman would never need this until she walked into a court of law, and then she should have equal legal rights, and she can't help it that she's born a woman, right? It just seemed absurd that we would even have a law against her having equal rights in a court of law. At any rate, not only did we find out the big lie worked, We found out that that was just the beginning. And the day we lost the Equal Rights Amendment, I remember the lead opponent, when I was being interviewed on television, shifting her stance every time I turned my head so I would have to look right into her eyes. And she never went away. We went away. We folded our card file. We closed our office. We all went back to our lives and our children and our crabgrass and the lawn and whatever it is we were doing. Eagle Forum did not. In those days, we had card files. They started building their card file. They only built from there. And look where we are now. They won. And I will have to say that Phyllis Schlafly is the great winner in all of this because she knew better than to fold up the tent. She just built up the card file, or whatever the high-tech term is now for storing names in a computer and expanding and expanding.
It's just going to be hard to believe for students listening back on this that that kind of culture existed in our country in the 70s.
Oh, very much.
Opposing women's equal rights.
Well, look now, even contraception's become an issue.
Right.
That was at least a fight that was won in the 70s.
Yeah.
That preventing unwanted births would be part of a teenager's education and how to prevent